Support for WILL is provided in part by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an Agricultural Outlook meeting on Saturday, January 20th in Terre Haute, Indiana at the University Inn. Lunch will be provided. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Be sure to join us this evening at Ty's Buffet in Olney for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We have a dinner at 6:30. The meeting starts at 7. There is no charge and no advance reservations are required. Panelists for the meeting include Tim Young of Ag Target, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and Kim Houseapple of Effingham Clay. That's at Ty's Buffet in Olney tonight. We hope to see you there. Let's take a look on how prices resumed on trading today. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5:04, up 6 on the open. May 5:11, up 5 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4:82, up 5 on the open. May 4:93, up 6 and a quarter. July 4:98, up 5 and a half. December 5:13, up 5 and 3 quarters on the open. March corn opened at 4:17 and a half, up 9 and a half on the open. May 4:28, up 9. July 4:34, up 8 and a quarter. September 4:08 and a half, up 3. December 3:95, up 6 on the open. March oats opened at 2:75 and a half, up 4 and a half on the open. May 2:80, up 3. March beans opened at 7:27, up 5 on the open. May 7:41, up 4 and 3 quarters. July 7:55 and a half, up 5 and a half. November 7:76, up 5 and a half. January 7:79 and a half, up 6. March soybean meal opened at 2:16.20, up 2:40 on the open. May 2:20.50, up 2:20. March soybean oil opened at 29.17, up 20 on the open. May 29.55, up 9. At the Merck, January feeders open at 93.55, down 37 and a half on the open. March at 91.85, down 90. April 94.05, down 45. May 95.10, down 65 on the open. February live cattle open at 92.50, down 5 on the open. April 93.80, down 15. June 89.80, down 22.5 on the open. February lean hogs opened at 61.95, up 7.5 on the open. April 65.70, down 20. May 73.15, down 5. June 74.85, down 7.5 on the open. And February bellies opened at 94, up 57.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Since that opening up surge, we've turned south in the corn pit and pulled back in the beans as well. I guess that's suggestive that we have some pretty stout resistance areas at the moment.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily resistance. I think the market is ripe for a breather or a period of consolidation. We've had some pretty volatile trade, pretty good climb since USJ's crop report here a week ago. So, you know, the market is ripe, I think, for some kind of consolidation period, a breather or two. You know, we'll just have to kind of see what happens. But most of the technical indicators are at a point that one should be ripe for some kind of consolidation. You know, we've had a strong up, so we're probably due for a few days going sideways, may even come down a little bit. We'll have to kind of see how things play out. But I think that's what the market is telling us here. And then the other thing, the market really hasn't had a chance to kind of get back in rhythm. We've had a lot of you know, 4-day work weeks, then we had a 3-day work week, we had a full week, now we went back to a 4-day work week. So I think it's out of its rhythm. We've had an exciting, you know, crop report. laid the groundwork for some higher prices as we go down the road. And I think, you know, the market is ripe for at least take a breather and see where we're at on that.
We've been noting that old crop corn is gaining on new crop corn. Is that suggestive that the trade thinks the acres are bought and rationing needs to be done in the front end?
Well, I guess I'm in the opinion that that's the next stage. I think the corn market has bought as many acres that probably can be planted. It's now up to Mother Nature, whether that number is 7 million, 8 million, or 10 million. I think the market now is at a point where it needs to see some evidence that we're slowing demand. And we really ain't going to get any real hard numbers until you maybe get into the March report. So the trade's going to kind of watch what's happening in the livestock industry, see if there's any sign of liquidation, see if there's any sign of slowing down on ethanol building or any slowdown in ethanol plants. So the market's going to kind of watch that, I think. Now today you're seeing the old crop a little softer than new crop because you've got some liquidation of that spread. You've got some long old crop, short new crop spread liquidation probably going on after this big run-up. So that's kind of what's happening here. But I think, you know, you're going to have to see, and then you're going to have to watch Washington to see what Washington does, whether or not they try to do something to increase acres. I'm sure they're being leaned on pretty heavy after the USDA's crop report came out. So we'll have to, and I think, you know, that, and the oil markets, the energy markets have been weak lately, and a lot of this corn strength has been because of the expectations of higher energy prices. So corn has to reflect some of that weakness also in the energy complex.
Hasn't some of that liquidation gone on? Export inspections a little bit down this week. Hearing from poultry producers, they're cutting back. Cattle feeders switching to alternative feedstuffs. Profit margins at ethanol plants are weakening. So,
man, Dave,
some of that
we
got to
get short corn, don't you think?
I don't know about that. I'm just playing the devil's advocate on the liquidation question.
Yeah, you're seeing signs of that, but the question is that enough? Is that the pace? And the market needs some solid numbers, and we're not going to get real solid numbers on what's happening on disappearance until the March 31st report. You know, the December 1 number, we do know. I mean, I know USDA lowered the crop and all this kind of rigmarole, but basically they had to move backwards to make the December 1 number more valid or realistic, because the only number that they really had of stocks is they had the September 1, and then they had the December 1, and then they had to adjust their production number to fit those two numbers and what was used and what not. So there's a lot of estimates in that. The data that came out here a week ago, those estimates will firm up some now when you get a March 31st report. And then if it shows that prices have reached a point where demand is slowing enough, well, then, you know, that so be it. If not, then the market goes sharply higher. And then, of course, that'll depend upon maybe what's happening on spring weather pattern.
Are you of a mindset that traders are potentially looking at the 450 area as an upside objective, and then maybe we go down into the fall?
Well, everybody's got their own opinion in the markets. I think that's, you know, once corn moves in, kind of 50-cent move, same way with soybeans, everything's benchmarks. We hit the $4, so now 450 becomes the next objective, and then 5, and then 550, and whatever number you want to pick on the upside. And that kind of goes with soybeans. We've hit the $7 number now, so then the question is, you hit 750, and then 8, and 850, and 9, or wherever you want to go. And, you know, traders, with the trend up, the traders will continue to reach for higher price objectives. When the trend's down, they continue to look for lower price objectives. So price objectives and targets and that is just someone's opinion. Technically, you know, the thing that I've been advocating, and anybody that's been kind of reading some of the work that we do up here in Bloomington, is that halfway into the 96 chart gap that was left when July 96 futures expired and September 96 became lead month, was about this 417 area. So we've kind of accomplished, we've moved halfway into the gap area. We've been as high as 420 here on this March corn, and it is fine. It is somewhat of a resistance point, at least at this point, or a point for the market to maybe take a breather.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, $5 up 2. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 475, down 2. May, 486.5, down a quarter. March corn, 408.5, up a half. May, 419.5, up a half. July, 425.25, down a half. September, 404, down 1.5. December, 390.5, up 1.5. March beans, 722 unchanged. Novi's, 770, down a half. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.